And now, board members, I'd like to invite Mr. Ed Clark to come forward and give us an update on the Maryland School Center for Safety. And I can tell you that Mr. Clark could do an entire 2 or 3 days presentation for the board, but I have given him a strict amount of time today because he has so much to share. But I will tell you that it is a pleasure to chair the Maryland School Center for Safety and work with Ed and with all the people that volunteer their time to be on that board. So I will turn it over to you, Mr. Clark. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Salmon. Mr. President, members of the State Board of Education, thank you for allowing me to have this opportunity to provide you with an update of what we do at the Maryland Center for School Safety and how we work collaboratively with a large amount of stakeholders. And I would just like to say from the outset, we have an extremely powerful and productive relationship with the Maryland State Department of Education. And you'll see throughout my presentation that we overlap in a lot of ways. We complement one another. And we are never in competition when it comes to the safety and security of our schools and our children in the state of Maryland. So again, I want to thank Dr. Salmon for this opportunity. I am a retired Montgomery County police captain, so automatically I struggle with technology. So that's why I asked Mr. Salee to help me drive this PowerPoint. So what we thought we'd do is just give you a quick background, how we got started here in the state of Maryland. In 2011, the Maryland State Legislature thought there may be a need to establish a Maryland Center for School Safety. So they established a task force. This task force met on several different times. They did a lot of research. They reviewed several other school safety centers throughout the country, and they came forward with a recommendation that the time may be right for Maryland to embark on a statewide school safety center. The following year, Delegate Jay Walker introduced House Bill 453, which really established the Maryland Center for School Safety going forward. We are an independent unit of state government. Although we are attached to the Maryland State Police Department, where we receive fiscal and support services. So we're sort of this hybrid approach. But we do. We work very well with the Maryland State Police. The establishing legislation created a governing board, and the chair of our governing board is our state superintendent of schools, Dr. Salmon. And that governing board provides general oversight, input and direction to the center. We have a legislatively set budget of $500,000 a year, and we meet quarterly, similar to what you all do, to talk about issues of school safety, how we can ensure the safety and well-being of our students, both in our public school domain, but also in our private schools and charter schools there. As we know, Dr. Salmon serves as the chair of that governing board. There are other appointed positions by way of the legislation. Colonel Palazzi, the superintendent of the state police, has a designee. That is Captain Holly Barrett. Our attorney general's office also has a designee who you all may be familiar with, and that's Counselor Donna Cronin. She also is affiliated with the Longitudinal Data Systems Center. And we have a representative from the Department of Disabilities, Cecilia Warren, and also represented from PASAM, the Maryland Association of Boards of Education, and we have a sitting school psychologist that is appointed by the governing board chair. Dr. Wagner, recently retired from Dorchester County Public Schools, is the current representative of PASAM, and Dr. Wagner is an excellent representative for Renee and her team of statewide school superintendents there. Mike Durso, the current president of Montgomery County Board of Education, serves as May's representatives there, and we have Dr. Margaret Kidder, a very well-trained and experienced school psychologist from Baltimore County Public Schools. We also have four at-large members on the center governing board there. And interestingly enough, a very unique appointment was made by the legislature. We are required to have an active and working school bus driver on the governing board. So currently that position is vacant. We had an original member who served in Prince George's County Public Schools, but think about that. The first point of contact of our students coming to school every day and the last point are our bus drivers. So that was a very creative position there. Also, when we talk about collaboration, we know that recently we had the School Bus Safety Week, And we partnered with Dr. Salmon and her team from the Transportation Department, Gabriel Rose, the Maryland State Police, and they created about a 2.5-minute PSA. And we encourage you to watch that PSA, and it was very well done and designed, highlighting school safety there. Also this year, we're trying to become more involved with our students. And we have asked for two student representatives to serve on the, or as a liaison to the Center Governing Board. So we have a representative from Baltimore County, high school student, as well as Montgomery County, a high school student as well. So we're very excited to become more active in listening to the needs of our students and school safety issues and concerns there. Again, I was hired as the first original director there. Spent 41 years in law enforcement and school safety, worked with Montgomery County Police, also worked with Montgomery County Public Schools. I report to the governing board, Dr. Salmon, as well as Colonel Palazzi, so I sort of have at times dual reporting, but at the end of the day, it's all good there. We are housed at the state's Homeland Security Center, the Maryland Coordination and Analysis Center. We are one of 16 school safety centers throughout the country, but we're the only school safety center that is housed within a state fusion center. And that's the best location for us to be, because if there's any threats that come out to our schools at the national, state, or local level, we're able to evaluate that information, vet that information, and we send it out immediately to our school security directors throughout the state of Maryland there. So critical information shared in a timely manner in terms of homeland security and any threats to the state of Maryland there. We develop frequent what we call situational awareness bulletins that we send out to school safety throughout the state of Maryland, including our 24 school superintendents regarding school safety. One of the ones we talked earlier about suicide, we sent out a situational awareness bulletin dealing with the Netflix series 13 Reasons Why. So we wanted to get ahead of that there. Interesting enough, today we get some information from one of our local school districts that they had a student who was on a path with suicide, had a suicide note, and it threatened a school shooting. But there was positive intervention, and that individual was directed to the recovery and intervention, so it works. Also, we had a similar student who was involved in human trafficking. So as you all mentioned earlier, it's very real to all of us there. Again, we have 20 legislative mandates from the legislation, but our overarching goal is to make sure we have a comprehensive and coordinated approach to school safety throughout the state of Maryland, again, within our public schools and our private schools. So we provide technical assistance, training, support, a whole host of services. So just like MSDE, we're to support the locals in school safety and emergency preparedness there. We provide an annual report to the governor and the legislature on our activities and our accomplishments. We're thin staffed. Our motto is we have two guys in a truck, and we travel all over the state of Maryland to talk about school safety and security. So you call, we haul, we'll go anywhere to support that mission there. Currently, we have myself as the executive director and a administrator for school safety emergency preparedness. We have a vacancy for the school prevention intervention administrator, and that's the person that we want to bring on that has those experience that Dr. Nelson and Mr. Salih talked about, suicide prevention, gang intervention, substance abuse. So we have a good partner in school safety, but we need to have that companion staff position there. Our governing board has been very supportive. They've approved the appointment of a deputy director and a school safety analyst. And the analyst would evaluate all these incidents that we see on a day-to-day basis in our schools and develop any trends, but more importantly, best practices in how we respond and address those concerns there. We hold a weekly school safety conference call amongst all of our school safety personnel within the state of Maryland, our law enforcement officers, school resource officers, as well as our private school partners. So that call is every Monday at 10 a.m. We even have a individual from San Bernardino, California, a school police sergeant who joins that call. And we talk about current issues, current threats, but more importantly, how do we solve the issues of school safety and security? So it is a great network. There's approximately 300 people who receive our weekly summary notes and the agenda. So it's been very well for us to kind of get a large picture of what's occurring within the state of Maryland. We also try to put on quality training throughout the school year. We hold an annual school safety summer conference in Annapolis, Maryland. This year, we had the superintendent from San Bernardino School District come out with the police chief and the sergeant. You may remember last year they experienced a horrific event where they had a school shooting where it was a domestic violence related, and sadly a student, a special needs student, was killed in that incident. So they came out to brief us on what they did, how they responded, and lessons learned. So we always try to be on the cutting edge there. We've also established what we call the Maryland School Safety Initiative, where we reached out to other experts in the field in school safety and security. And we partnered with Michelle Gay from Safe and Sound Schools. Many of you may know Ms. Gay. She lost her daughter in the horrific tragedy at Sandy Hook. Very interesting. She started out as an educator in Howard County Public Schools and also taught in Fairfax, Virginia as well. So Ms. Gay does a great job. We've also utilized the presentation of Frank DeAngelis, the former and retired principal from Columbine High School, and they've come out and again briefed us. So we would encourage you, anytime that you have the opportunity to listen to those two individuals, please do there. We work with Walt and his team on House Bill 1061, and you have a presentation on that there this afternoon. We've also facilitated a statewide investigative team to assist the Prince George's County Public Schools in conducting a very serious internal human resource investigation involving child sexual abuse. Dr. Nelson was a member of that team there. And again, we're looking at the direction of Dr. Salmon and our governing board. We've been charged to establish a statewide work group to look into these horrific incidents of child sexual abuse that appear to be on the rise within the state of Maryland, committed by school staff. So we've recruited Mr. Willem this morning. He will be joining that work group, as well as Dr. Nelson there. Again, we work with all other school districts. We're currently working with Baltimore City Public Schools and making sure that their school police department is on the cutting edge of community policing. And we really work with all of our partners in the horrific problem of heroin and opioid addiction there. So again, partnering with MSDE. We'll continue to work in the area of human trafficking, active shooter response. We've provided training to schools throughout the state of Maryland and how we respond to that. We're working with Montgomery County Public Schools currently on developing behavioral threat assessment training that goes hand in hand with suicide prevention awareness. So if we see there's an issue, we can get those individuals off a pathway of targeted violence. We work with our school resource officers, and we're working certainly in the area of restorative justice and mediation intervention training there. The picture you'll see here is one of our trainings at the Maryland Initiative, and in the background is Ms. Michelle Gay, who came to Frederick to make that presentation. So we do have a lot of different things, but we have great guidance from our governing board. It's a very active and supportive governing board. But again, we all share that common mission of making sure that our schools are as best prepared that they can effectively respond to a multitude of emergencies or crises, and that every student within the state of Maryland can come to school free of harassment, bullying, to get a quality education. One other area I'd like to mention now that we're really working hard on is gang prevention. We've seen a significant increase across the state of Maryland in gang-related activity, where sadly some of our students are the perpetrators of serious crimes such as homicides, but they've also been the victims of homicides as well. So we're working with our school superintendents, our local state's attorneys, to make sure that we have good procedures, prevention, and intervention efforts in place. So at this point, if there's any question, we're here to respond.
Thank you. Mr. Smith?
I was just going to say, Mr. Clark, you actually came to my school, North Point High School, for the MASC Executive Board meeting that we had, I believe it was earlier this year in February. And so it was great hearing about the work that this organization, that this, you know, part of the government is doing, because I think it is so important that we ensure student safety in today's day and age. And so I just want to say thank you for that. And
you're welcome.
And I know one of these student liaisons who's actually a part of the group, he's actually a member of MASC as well, which for those of you who don't know is the Maryland Association of Student Council. So thank you.
And we're glad to partner with your student leadership group.
Thank you.
And I just want to again thank Mr. Clark for the work that he does. He is very committed to student safety, as we all are on the governing board. And the Monday call is incredible because there's hundreds of people on it, and we can share information. And I think it's just a great invention. And the other thing I want to say is, Mr. Clark, next summer when we do the annual conference, if you get those dates to me, I'd like to invite any of the board members that would like to attend. I know that I was absolutely amazed at some of the presentations, especially the one on gangs from Boston, Massachusetts. I still can't get it out of my head, but it's a good thing to have in your head so you know what you need to worry about. So anyway, thank you again for
your
time.
And thank you. Anytime that you all may want to participate on those weekly calls, we'll certainly get the link to Dr. Salmon, and we're in about 20 minutes. It's great. Very informative.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for the support.
Thank you.